the amendment removes a rule added 2 years ago when the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund was renewed by the state legislature. That law says the public must have access to land, everything from hiking to hunting, unless there is a safety concern. This amendment cancels that out, which has more than 100 outdoors groups crying foul. Now a coalition of local governments, builders, and land conservation groups are defending the new rule. Mike Striegel is the director of the Gathering Waters Coalition. He says the promise of public access in the 2007 rule hurts their ability to buy wild land.
We thank those groups for all that they did to get the Stewardship Fund passed. They were absolutely instrumental, along with local units of government, did a lot of work to get it passed originally and then again in 2007. So on the vast majority of issues related to the Stewardship Fund, we're in complete agreement. On this issue, we just believe that there does need to be some flexibility.
Striegel says they're all for public access, but the new rules slow land buying efforts. Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Director George Meyer says outdoors enthusiasts aren't mucking up the process.
Sportsmen and women have only objected to one grant in that period of time covered by this new law. So, in fact, it has not been a bottleneck, and people are concerned that it could be misused. But clearly, sportsmen and women have been very responsible.
This new amendment doesn't affect most of the land purchased with stewardship money, just land bought with both public and private money. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.